On the evening that I returned home from law school, my mom held a surprise party for me. Friends from elementary school, middle school, and high school showed up, along with some college buddies. I made a solemn promise to my mother that evening. To this day, it's the key to my immigration practice. Hi, this is Carlos Patara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. That evening, we sang, we danced, we joked. Many of the Logan Avenue Shrimps, the greatest group of sandlot athletes from Southeast San Diego that ever existed, were in attendance. We shared old football, basketball, and baseball war stories. As the music played, my mom and I shared many dances together. It had been that way at get-togethers since I was a tiny tyke. Midway through the evening, she asked me to come into the kitchen area. She wanted to share something with me in private. I could tell she had something serious to say. I knew what she had to tell me was super important. "Before you become a hot shot, Carlitos," she said, "I have one favor to ask. Don't start using big fancy words with me." I promised. Then she added, "And be sure to never forget your responsibilities." "What's that, Mom?" I asked, just to make sure that I understood what she was thinking. "To help those who come to you to the best of your ability. You have been given special talents. Use them wisely." I was stunned, shocked, and proud. I hugged her with all the love in my heart. I will always remember that moment. It seemed like time stopped. My mother passed away over a decade ago. Every day, first thing in the morning, I say a little prayer for her. After a tough day in court, I always want to talk to her. I want to ask her, "Hey, Mom, how am I doing?" Tears swell up in my soul. I thank her for all that she gave to me. I walk to my car, sad that I cannot see her anymore, but happy that we are still so very, very connected. For all the clients that I've been able to help, I owe my mom a huge debt of gratitude. Thanks for listening. And remember to keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.